Hard to believe. 59 years old. John Hughes is gone, which means this iconic tune from your girlhood.
From my girlhood. Yes, it makes me so happy to hear it.
It's the song If You Leave from the movie Pretty in Pink. And here's a clip.
What about prom?
Come on, why don't we just meet after school?
No! What about prom?
Hey, come on.
Just say it.
What?
Just say it. I want to hear you say it.
Please, all right?
I want to hear you say it.
A month ago, I asked somebody else in Africa.
You're a liar! You're a filthy, filthy liar! You didn't have the guts to tell me the truth! Just say it!
I'm not lying.
Tell me!
What?
Tell me!
What do you want to hear?
Just tell me!
What?
You're ashamed to be seen with
no,
me!
I am
You're
not.
Ashamed to go out with me! You're afraid! Lord.
Even now, that just hurts my heart.
Molly Ringwald there, and Andy Walsh, and actor Andrew McCarthy, and Pretty in Pink, which was released in 1986.
And James Spader, don't forget.
That's right. You know, some people might think that John Hughes was all about the teenage boy muse, but his characters actually were relevant and important to men, women, kids, adults.
Oh, absolutely. And Molly Ringwald, I mean, you know, yeah. She was at the center of so many of his films. We've been paying tribute to John Hughes all morning, and joining us on the phone from New England is Howie Deutsch, who directed one of my personal favorite films of all time, Pretty in Pink. He also directed Some Kind of Wonderful, starring Howie's wife, Leah Thompson, a very young Eric Stoltz, and Mary Stuart Masterson. Howie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you find out, actually, that John Hughes had passed away yesterday?
I got a call from our attorney early in the day. I was driving to New England, and he called me, and he told me, and I, you know, that's how I found out.
So Pretty in Pink was your directorial debut. What drew you to the project?
Well, you know, it was my opportunity, my first film. John gave me that chance, and what drew me was he gave me two scripts. One was called The New Kid, about his experiences in Arizona as his family moved there and as a new kid in the high school, and the other was Pretty in Pink. And he said, which do you like? And I liked Pretty in Pink. It moved me.
So what was Hughes like to work with?
You know, you couldn't have I was very blessed. He was a great producer for a first-time director, supportive in every way, creatively, politically. He knew the ropes. He hit the scars to prove it. He'd been in the business as a writer, you know, already for over a decade. And when he started to produce, this was the first movie he produced. He was excited about it, and he did have a strong entrepreneurial side. And he very much wanted this to work, so he was behind me every step of the way.
Well, his box office was more than $1 billion by the mid-90s. Howard Deutsch, you know, a lot of people think that John Hughes was sort of trapped in his own adolescence, and that was what created all of the fantastic storylines. Did you find him that way when you worked with him?
I didn't find him trapped, no, but I think that he was very much connected to his experiences in high school. Wrote these characters, they meant a great deal to him. They were not like manufactured. They were personal. And so he understood what it was like to kind of be frozen in time.
And do you think that that's what made his films work and what made them, just resonate so deeply with teens of the 80s?
In part. You know, the other part of it is I think that there was a real sense of truth to them. He always said to me that the characters had to be real people, that these kids and everything that they go through and that he and I through had to capture a sense of that truth and that experience, and that was really important to him.
So while you were making Pretty in Pink, at the time, did you know that it would become such a monster hit and, you know, ultimately a classic for so many people?
Oh, God, no. We had no clue. I mean, I thought it was just an opportunity to do, you know, to have a first film, and it was a story of a girl wanting to go to a prom with a cute boy, and that was it. And John also just wanted to film. I didn't think anybody had an idea it would become what it did.
Did you have much contact with him, you know, as he became an adult? I mean, there's this fantastic line from The Breakfast Club where Ali Sheedy says, "When you grow up, your heart dies." And I always felt that that was John Hughes speaking. Was that the way he handled his adult life?
No, I don't think so. I think that was a character speaking, and I think that was a, you know, an idea that he had about people, but not him. No, he was not that way as an adult. He was, I think, very family-oriented. The most important thing in his life was his children and his grandchildren and his wife, Nancy.
There's another line in Breakfast Club where one of the characters asks, you know, after spending the afternoon together, will we be friends Monday morning? What was your experience with John Hughes? Were you guys friends Monday morning after this project was done?
Yeah, actually, we were very close, and I pretty much lived at their house. I mean, we went from Pretty in Pink right into Some Kind of Wonderful, and then into another movie, The Great Outdoors, and we were going to do another one after that. No, we were close. We were friends, and you know, I got to tell you, he was an extraordinary guy. And listen, the world's lost a great talent, great filmmaker, and I've lost a mentor and a friend. He was a great friend also.
This sort of coming of age of adolescence is such a big storyline in Apatow's work. Is he even conceivable without Hughes preceding him?
You know, I don't know him personally, Jeff, but I did read a quote of his where he credited John with a lot of inspiration for his writing. So I'm sure John meant a lot to him, as a lot of people, you know, writers and directors and filmmakers in the business. You know, he was such an original.
It's rare for the writer to be the hero, that's for sure.
in that town, for sure. Are there movies that you would say were inspired by John Hughes' work? When you see them, you're like, oh, I recognize that.
Oh, sure, and I think you just brought it up. I think, you know, Judd Apatow's movies recently have that sensibility and have that sense of originality, and people you relate to, you get vested in, and you feel like, I know that guy. And that was really the inspiration John gave to writers, I think, and directors, which is that if you're going to do an ensemble movie about this point in your life, about people who are going to touch you because you've had the similar experience, you have to tell the truth about them, regardless. It can't just always be a happy ending.
Well, John brings up Judd Apatow's movies, which I have to say are, you know, far more sort of coarse or vulgar.
Mean.
And John Hughes's films were essentially sweet. Do you think that they would work now with American teens?
It's a good question, you know, and I mean, I think so, yeah, because they've endured and they've held up and they're considered. I'm told that people, they're meaningful to kids in this generation just as much as our own or mine, and so yeah, I do think they would succeed. That's my sense.
So, what do you say to the criticism? We heard some of it earlier today that his characters were actually two-dimensional. That you had the, you know, vicious snob, the girl from the wrong side of the tracks,
all
the
white
sort of
suburban,
Yeah. And the absent parents. I'm sure you've heard that criticism. What do you say to it?
Sure, I've heard that was the criticism of Pretty in Pink when it first came out. But you know, I've kind of learned as John, you know, as I went through it with John, that you're not going to be loved or adored by everyone, particularly critics. But what counts is what people think. And in the end, you can see the reaction to the loss of John and the success of his movies over the decades, that people embrace them because they believe those people in the movies. They believe those characters. They care about those characters. They laugh with them. They cry with them. They were inspired by them. And that's what's important, I think.
Well, I don't know if my 11-year-old daughters are ready for Pretty in Pink quite yet, but they sure do love Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but soon enough.
So do you get a lot of reaction?
Ferris Bueller, just a quick little anecdote. I was doing rewrites with John. I fell asleep on his couch in his office about 5 in the morning. I woke up. He had been writing for about 5 hours, and he handed me 50 pages. I said, what is this? And we were supposed to do 3 or 4 pages of rewrites on Some Kind of Wonderful. He said, oh, it's just something I started to write. Tell me what you think of it. So in 5 hours, he wrote the first Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's a great story.
The next day.
What a story. And it should also be noted that, like one of Hughes's characters, you got the girl, beautiful actress Leah Thompson. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Well, a happy ending for our week and for our show. Thanks so much to Howard Deutsch, who was the director of Pretty in Pink, remembering John Hughes, who died yesterday at age 59. And thanks so much for this week, Amy Holmes.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure. And thank you, listeners.
I am John Hockenberry. You are
Amy Holmes.
And have a great weekend. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.
Bueller. Bueller.